Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, happy Friday morning to everybody out there. And looks like it's going to be a great weekend, at least for sporting events. Not maybe for the weather. But a lot of stuff to get to. You heard Jax there on the last call. Chance to win it on another crazy finish as the Heat go down 106-104. And Tyler Hero with kind of a fadeaway corner three at the end of the game and misses it. So they hang on to win. We'll get into all that stuff before the game. Bam. Adebayo finds out, along with his 32 points last night, that he's going to be an all-star. Jimmy Butler played last night like he's a little pissed off he didn't make it. I'm going to be honest with you. 5 of 13, 10 points for Jimmy. I thought he was in. And, of course, the reserves are voted on by the head coaches of the NBA. So can't blame the fans and can't blame the media for that one. And we'll see if Kevin Durant's not playing. A couple other guys end up not playing the All-Star game. Maybe Bam gets in as an injured reserve guy and can still play in the game. But anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Vic Fangio is officially the defensive coordinator of the Miami Dolphins. Looks like he's going to finish it out and try to get a Super Bowl ring. Hell, I would too. Consulting this year while the Broncos are paying him. It's pretty smart. So he's with the Eagles, and we'll talk a little bit about him and what he's done. Ross Tucker is going to join us at 7 o'clock this morning, who does a lot of stuff with the Eagles, and we'll ask him about Vic Fangio and get into some of that news. Kind of a crazy one also coming out as I don't know what's going to happen. Like, Vic Fangio's coming in. I'm guessing he wasn't told who he had to keep and who he can, you know, go get. I'm guessing that's in the contract when you're as good as Vic Fangio. If he wants his own guys, if he likes some of the names on there, I'm sure Mike has said a few things to him, but Vic Fangio is going to get his own guys. Like, hey, listen, I saw what you did with your guys last year. It wasn't very good. So I don't know, but I'm guessing he's got the green light to hire and fire anybody on that defensive staff that he wants as he comes in as a brand new guy. I don't know who he has relationships with. I have no idea whatsoever. So besides the three or four coaches they've already gotten rid of, including obviously Coach Boyer, the defensive coordinator, we'll find out. But the one that kind of got me yesterday, I'm going to be honest, and I want to start with this because I like Matt Applebaum a lot. And was at Boston College, an offensive line coach, came down here, did a lot of recruiting, was a little surprised that he was moved out. Now, if you go by the numbers, hey, listen, if we're going by the numbers, you know, and we're going to go, hey, you didn't really do what we want, there's a lot of different coaches that could have been fired on this staff. I mean, special teams coordinator would come to mind right off the bat, right? I mean, we just not very good. Our coverage was just not very good. Not very good at all. Returns weren't great as well. It just wasn't. And I know special teams guys had to play a lot on defense, and so you lost some of your guys or they didn't play as much, and so it affects things. There's no question about it. So the offensive line this past year was a zillion times better than the year before. with pass protection, even the run blocking, all that stuff. I know Frank Smith, offensive coordinator, worked a lot more at the offensive line. They had a lot of guys working with the offensive line. And so, you know, so Matt, I was just surprised. 1 year, and obviously I didn't like what he's teaching or something. The numbers, yards per carry, were a lot better, from 3.5 to 4.3, damn near a yard better, which is a big jump. We went from 92 yards in 2021 to 99 yards per game last year. Not good enough. Nobody's going to say 99 yards going to get you all excited in the NFL running for that. I think it was like 25th in the NFL. I mean, it's not a great number. I'd be the first to say it. But the attempts has nothing to do with Matt Applebaum. I just want to be fair about everything. First-year head coach got it right. He's learning things. He's getting his feet wet with everything, and you know, he's got to make some big decisions on play calling and getting a better system in play for to get plays in on time, and so everybody knows, and we don't look like we don't know what the hell, who's supposed to be on the ball, who's supposed to be off the ball, who's going in motion, all those things need to get better with the way the system is set up in the NFL right now. So coach got a lot on his plate. But I want to get back to this one number. 31st in attempts, only a couple of snaps behind Tampa Bay Bucks, who were dead last. That has nothing to do with Matt Applebaum if you're not running the football. A lot of you have said, hey, man, what's going on? We don't run. We start running the ball well. We get away from it. And I have my own theory, like, hey, man, you know, you always kind of go back to the pretty girl, right? You always kind of looking at her. And the pretty girls were on the outside and had a phenomenal year. We've never seen 3,000 yards total from two receivers, and the numbers that those guys put up. We made it look easy. It was working. Tua had great timing with those guys. So I just thought it's easy. You kind of go with that potential of having a big play and those 20-yard chunks, you know. And so I think it's human nature. Coach probably going to disagree with me. But it's easy to go back to plays and guys you feel comfortable with, right? One-on-one with Tyreek, one-on-one with Jalen. Hell yes, let's do it. So we just got away from it. Even though we had some pretty good starts running the football in some games, we kind of got away from it. So anyway, there we are at the end of the year. We end up 31st in attempts. We didn't try to run it, is what I'm telling you. So, but anyway, hey, listen, it's part of the NFL, which stands for not for long when we don't call it the National Football League. And that not for long got Matt Applebaum, which I've been dying to say because I figured out it kind of rhymed. But listen, it doesn't take anything away from, I thought we were a lot better, the injury bug, Eichenberg and Jackson. I have a little disagreement with Chris Greer on how good Eichenberg was when he played. And he talked about how good he was when he played. He missed half the season with injury. I'm going to be honest, man. I mean, you say whatever you want. Oh, he was really playing well. Okay, so he had a couple good games. I don't know if Eichenberg and Jackson can play when they're healthy. I'd be lying to you. I mean, injury takes away. When you miss half a season, and Jackson basically missed the whole season at right tackle. So, I don't know. I mean, obviously, you got to play. Only thing worse than playing poorly is not playing at all. I mean, really. At least he gets you out there like, hey, he's got a chance. The matchup today, feel like he's starting to play better. Well, you can't even say that if a guy's like, hey, got to put him on IR. So, you know, that Matt Applebaum, Armstead was good when he played, missed four games. Connor Williams, Robert Hunt played the whole season. Connor Williams was fantastic. Put him in right off the bat, moved him after a quick cup of coffee from guard to center, and he really played well. Robert Hunt had a real breakout. Played great, had to play a little bit of tackle because of all the injuries. So we're going to find out what and who they're going to try to get for an offensive line coach to come in here, maybe more experience at the NFL level, and go from there. We'll see what they do. how much you count on Eichenberg and Jackson coming back in year three and year four, and then some of the other key backups there. But and then the Armstead thing is really good when he plays, but he misses, it seems like, 3, 4, 5 games a year. That's just what you get. When he plays, he's good. He makes the left guard better because he's so good. And you kind of live with that because you sign him to a long-term contract there. So anyway, just a couple of things that wanted to jump into today, and we'll get into that game last night. Just fun. What's with the Heat always down 6-8 in the fourth and then got to come back? I mean, and they do come back. And even when they were down 5 after getting a little sloppy there, Max Strus hits a quick 3. Then they get the ball back, and you're going, this is going to be an unbelievable comeback. They might win this thing. Tyler Herro misses the corner 3, but got a great look. Got a great look, man. He just opened up in the corner, and, you know, he didn't go up straight. He kind of got his body leaning out and missed it a little bit there, and he's hit some big shots this year. But anyway, it was a hell of a finish last night, even though they end up losing by 2, and Tyler Herro couldn't make that shot. And there's still some problems there, man. Kyle Lowry is in another down drought of 24 minutes. I don't know if you've noticed, they're not playing him as much, if any, in the fourth quarter. Late, he has not been playing. 24 minutes last night, 1 for 7. We seem like we've been saying a lot of 1 for 7s on Kyle Lowry. Just 1 3-point shot last night, and his minutes are obviously, you start talking about 24 minutes, they're starting to go to Strus and some other guys there. But I don't know. This has been going on now. He's had, Ryder's had some of his numbers today in his last 9 or 10 games, and numbers are way, way down. And, you know, he's playing the team guy, like, I'll do whatever coach wants, and, you know, I want to make more shots. I mean, he's saying all the right things. He's not pouting or anything. He's being a good teammate. I'm curious to see what is going to happen at the trade deadline. And does anybody say, hey, Kyle Lowry's exactly what we need? We don't care about the big fat number next year we have to pay and the rest of this year? Or does the rest of the league just look at him as he's just got nothing left or not very much left? And certain nights he's going to look his age, if not older. And some other nights, he might be able to get it back a little bit. So that's kind of where you are with Kyle Lowry and this team, which, by the way, you might as well just turn the Heat game on with about 8 minutes left, because they're always, seems like it's a 5 or 6 point game one way or the other. And they usually come back. And damn if they didn't come back last night and almost steal one at Madison Square Garden. Would have been unbelievable. All right, so happy Friday to everybody. Got ahead of myself this morning. Got a lot of stuff coming up here. Talked to Mark Clayton yesterday. Going to talk to his sidekick today. Mark Super Duper will join us a little bit later on in the show. We'll talk to Duke. Always got to promote my guys when they're doing something here in town. And they're going to be busy tomorrow signing autographs. So we want to give you all that information. I get more people since Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle season that they just had. And so people started to talk about the Marx brothers. And listen, young people are going, they don't remember guys from that are now in their 60s. And those guys are both in their 60s. And so they ask questions or ask their parents, hey, what were they like? And man, what did they do? And I see all the comments on social media. I don't remember those guys. I just saw their numbers. Wow. Those dudes were good. And so it's kind of a, you know, you hate to say it. It was just everybody, oh, it's Dan Marino. And a lot of people forget that Dan Marino had two really special guys to throw to. Like, all right, there's different style of number one receivers. They do different things. These two really complemented each other really, really well. One guy, super athletic, freakish. The other guy, as fast as anybody in the NFL. Now, listen, the fastest guy of all time is Bob Hayes, so I don't want to get carried away. He won the friggin' 100-yard dash in the Olympics, so that makes him the fastest guy. And he had to run on that crappy dirt back then when he was running. He didn't have those all those fast tracks. But Dupe was a big-time splash player, man. I mean, he was a home run hitter on some unbelievable plays. So we'll talk to Dupe about that stuff. Got a lot of stuff here before we get into the Super Bowl week coming up. We got the NHL All-Star Game in town. Always good for business here as well. So stay with us. We'll be back in a minute. Got a lot more to get to.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, welcome back here on a Friday. It's great to be with you and appreciate you getting up early with us this morning and got a lot of stuff to get to. That's some really good news, closing that Vic Fangio deal to become the new defensive coordinator. That's big news. That is. I got to be honest. I know he was loyal to Sean Payton and others. He obviously did some work the last few days, so stop blaming the media. Some of you idiots out there, they're going to social media. You guys started it. He was, well, why didn't he sign it right away, jerky? Of course he wanted to go around and see. And Sean Payton, who he's got relationships with some of these guys, he wanted to know. But it was an awkward one. They're just, you don't just get fired by somebody and come back at the same job for less. You just don't. Not when you have lots of choices and some other places to go. Listen, I don't know what happened or how true the San Francisco stuff was, but I don't have to tell you how good the 49er defense is, right? Now, maybe they wanted to play a different style that wasn't great for Vic. Maybe he just didn't want to live in the Bay Area. A lot of people don't. But we got him, and I'm excited. I'm excited. There'll be a lot less whining and a lot more playing with his style because they know. See, young players, it doesn't matter what age guys are. Whether I used to hear how the Killer Bees in the 80s talked about Arnsie. Arnsie could tell him to run out naked and we can get a stop. Those guys are all run out naked. My point is, and some of those guys were rebels, man. We had some free We had some free-spirited dudes, but one thing, when Arnsie said something, they knew it would work, and they would do it. And every guy was in. They buy in. He'd explain it to them, and they go, damn, it worked. We fooled him. He put in last-second blitzes, and guys wouldn't see it, and we get a – they go, my God, how'd he think of that? That was great. And so you get to a point when somebody's got a real impressive resume, you don't worry about age. You don't worry about how they communicate. You just believe in what they're doing because everybody wants to get better individually, and you want to be better as a group. Everybody wants to go, hey, man, your defense is really good. Hey, thanks, man. That was kind of cool. Hey, Joe, man, your offense, man, that was fun to watch. Yeah, man, I got to tell you, playing with those guys, whoo, man, that's fun. That's fun breaking records with those guys. That was really cool. And today's players aren't any different. Sure, they want to make money. Maybe we wanted to make more money too. But Vic Fangio coming in, instant credibility, not just with all of us, and we always break it in, the media and the fans, but with the players. Those guys know he'll get points per game down. He'll get more takeaways or turnovers, whichever one you want to call it, with defense gets interceptions or fumble recoveries, because Vic's been able to do it. And I expect our defense, when they fill it out and Vic gets Vic guys, that's the other thing. Listen, when you get a guy this good, I mean, this is one of the biggest catches the Dolphins have ever had. We're a top guy's coming in, seriously. So I don't know how the Bill Arnsberger thing happened a long time ago because he was just always with Coach Shula. That's how I kind of came into this thing. But for a guy coming in with that resume, and of course, hey, man, Vic tried that head coaching thing. It didn't work. By the way, it doesn't work for most coordinators. Most guys get the one contract and out, get the big one fat paycheck and out, but that doesn't stop those guys from being really good coordinators. And he's done it four or five different places. So, yeah, and there's always going to be, oh, he's old, he's just trying to get along. Okay, listen, man, you can say whatever you want about coaches. I know a lot of guys that are still coaching at the end here because in every sport, they don't know have anything else to do. They're so used to that same routine every day. They can't change. Just go, oh, you're 62. No, I know what it's like. I want to work more now than ever. I don't want to be home. I did that home thing. I tried it for a couple days. I could already see there's going to be issues with me and my wife if I'm home all the time. So, I don't know. Speaking of that, I got to say this. My mouth gets me in trouble a lot with a lot of people. You know, it's not just, oh, it's kind of funny and stuff. So, last night, you know, I'm home more now. You know, and I have weekends off. So hey, let's go just grab, it's the two of us, basically. Hey, just let's go grab a, you know, let's just go have a regular dinner night. Nothing fancy. I go, okay. And I don't want to name the place. It's really good. Really good place. So, have you ever walked in a restaurant and the hostess is just doesn't seem real happy to see you or just isn't having a really bad day? Which, you know, honestly, that kind of sets the tone for the whole experience. Whether you're going to a middle-class restaurant or you're going to an upper-end restaurant, I'm not saying everybody's got to give you shake the hand with you and, you know, and give you a big hug and they're hugging you, you realize you've never met them, they're going overboard. I'm not saying that. But this young girl was having a really, really bad day, bad night. So she goes and sits. I don't know if she ever looked at us. She said, two? You go, yeah. Okay. Follow me. So we follow. Like, oh, God. Why don't you just ask us to leave? So we go sit down, sit at a table, drops him down. So finally, I couldn't help myself. I said, hey, are you okay? Now, I don't know how it came out. My wife said it might have come out. Hey, are you okay? And she blew up. She blew up. No, I'm not having a very good day. Said some curse words, not directly at me, but curse words in general about the day. And stormed away. So I went, okay, this is not exactly before the waitress comes. It's kind of awkward. So apparently she left. She left the restaurant. So whatever was going on, I just apparently popped a pimple. And so she takes off. So here comes the general manager. Hey, what happened? What do you mean, what happened? I just asked her, is she okay? She looked like she's having a rough night. So now my wife wants to leave. So I got up. I'm not going to stay. So it was awkward for everybody. GM wanted to make sure, you know. So now, the GM thought you said something really mean to her. I said, are you okay? I don't know how I said you were okay, but it was obvious for an important position as the first person you see when you come to the restaurant. It was kind of like, are you okay? You know, and if she wanted to talk, we were there. I mean, we're not mean people.
You didn't know this person.
No, I don't know this person.
Why would you get involved?
I just said, are you okay?
Just sit down and shut up, man. Like, just weird. You always, I know you like to get involved in people's stuff, but man.
Anyway, man, I obviously didn't know she was going to leave. I don't know what's going to happen, but the GM came over, you know, and they're thinking, rude customer. I know what they're thinking.
How's your wife doing during all this?
She got up and left.
Great.
And I followed her because it was my only way home.
Yeah, doing too well with her now.
No.
It seems like you've been struggling.
Actually, it hasn't been a great week for, you know, all the stuff going on
here. Did she pull one of those, like, I'm not hungry anymore, I lost my appetite?
No, we didn't even get there. As soon as the GM left, or the general manager of the restaurant left, she says, I'm out. Wow. I'm leaving. And she grabbed her stuff, but it was kind of like, you with me or not, or you know how to get home. So I went home and just ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I swear to God, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with some chips last night. It's incredible. I was going out for a real inexpensive dinner on a Friday, and my mindset was, yeah, I'll talk to wife a little bit. How was your day and all that stuff? It's not always about my big ego and myself, you know, and like, hey, what's going on and what's happening? And she gets me caught up on everything with kids and stuff, and we never got there. And it literally ruined. It's just amazing. Have you ever had anybody out there ever had that happen where you're going and it looks like it's going to be a early dinner. You're going to get home in a good time, setting up the weekend to be awesome. And that happens. And so the lady leaves. Somebody else comes over to find out what I said. Wanted to make sure, you know, because if they was a rude customer, I'm sure they're going to ask me to leave. And so other people are around, and somebody said, no, he didn't say anything, you know, and we didn't hear anything. And so I was kind of questioned about, was I that guy that's an idiot when you walk in, right? Which I am part idiot, folks, I don't mind saying. But anyway, that was the night. So next thing you know, she didn't say a word to me going home. And here I am.
Learn a lesson, at least?
No, I never learn a lesson. I always say something.
Well, you could stay out of people's personal stuff.
So
just
that's
next time, just sit down and.
So my wife says. My wife says, "Be like Woody." She didn't say this, but just don't say anything. If you don't know somebody, you don't have to always. You don't have to always be the guy that says, "Hey, what's happening?" Like, you know, hey, that's a nice looking sandwich. You don't have to say stuff to people.
You're turning into like Larry David in your old age, man. Like you just like have these awkward situations with people you don't
know.
Not
like some of those shows.
But man, it's just weird. Like
I just have, I have a great talent that I wish I didn't have, is to say the wrong thing at the wrong time and it comes out. And then as you're leaving, you're going, oh, that kind of came out weird, didn't it? That didn't exactly work. And sometimes the wife will laugh and go, that was kind of funny, but yeah, it was weird. Not last night. She damn near ran to the car. She damn near ran to the Tahoe.
Somebody wants to know if you were at an Applebee's.
No. No. I don't want to say which one, though. I don't want to say which one because I know the owner, And I don't want him, you know, calling me and saying, hey, what happened and all that stuff. Because I love
maybe
going
get
there.
A free meal out of it.
I wasn't looking to get a free meal. I didn't have
one of those guys that goes on Twitter and complains.
I didn't do that, no. I was just trying to see if I could get my wife to talk. I didn't even try. You know, you go home and you go, I'm just going to let this one breathe overnight and see if tomorrow she sleeps on it and realizes, you know, you couldn't just sit down and not say anything. I'm not saying what you said was like anything mean, but why make a comment? It was almost like you were waiting to see if you could get a reaction out of her, and you did, and she left.
So she must be bummed out, your wife, that football season's over, because now you got, I mean, you
know,
really
Woody.
Have nothing going
I don't
on.
No, Woody.
But you're home
know.
Now. You're, I mean, Woody. You're stuck at home. You have nothing
no,
going on.
No. But I'm trying not to go home as much and stay out of her hair. And, you know, people get used to these routines, and all of a sudden you come home and jump in the party a little bit, and it's a lot different, man. It's a lot different with no kids around. It is a lot different during the day. You start to look at each other differently. You say, you ask, what are you up to? Oh, that's another one. Like, oh, what, I got to let you know what I'm doing. Whew, this ain't going to be easy, folks.
You want some texts?
No. What I want is to let you know we got to go to break. I just feel better.
We can get some of these texts.
No,
bro.
Let's
Our
do
boss
this.
Is not up.
No. But we are late. Let's go ahead and go to break. We'll get back and we'll jump into it. Ross Tucker going to join us at 7 o'clock. Get us caught up on some stuff. Does national radio. So we'll get into him about a lot of different things. Super Dupe will join us. Another guy that's always in the doghouse. And Mike Florio will join us later as well. So we got a lot of stuff good. I just had to share that because, like, I couldn't have made – it happened so quickly last night. From just a couple words, I went, wow, Joe, what a gift you've been given that you can somehow piss off the lady that was going to sit you and your wife in the same matter of seconds. And the female GM didn't look real happy with you either. You were outstanding. We'll go to a quick break. We'll be back. Hey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Happy Friday to everybody out there. Hope everybody's got a nice weekend set up. Folks that are big hockey fans, all the great players of the NHL are in town for the All-Star Weekend. Skills competition, game, and everything else that I love. Listen, man, it's good for business. It's good. They spread it out. They do a lot of great things on the beach yesterday and a lot of things about players getting out and growing the sport and giving back while they're here. Love having national championship games and all-star games and all that stuff is really, really good for business. So good time for that. And we're going to have a big show for you. Ross Tucker will join us coming up at 7 o'clock, color analyst for Westwood One. Ran into him in a couple games late in the year, had a booth next to us. At CBS and working with the Eagles as well, Philadelphia Eagles. So talk to him a little bit about the Eagles. And Vic Fangio, the consultant, who is about ready to leave. I guess the word is he's going to stay till the Super Bowl. I would too. Do consultants get championship rings? Anyway, that should be a heck of a game. We'll have all next week to talk about Kansas City and Philadelphia and all that stuff. By the way, Mark Duper, I always like to call one of the great deep threats in the NFL ever, was a special player. One of the Marx brothers going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour as well. We'll talk to Duke this morning. We've got a lot of news out there from last night to Heat. Had a chance, man. Fell behind, what, 10-11, would come back, and had a chance at the end of that game after Max Strus hit a three, got the ball back, and Tyler Hero had a chance to win the game at Madison Square Garden. Had a pretty good look at a corner three for the win and missed it. So the Knicks end up getting the win 106-104. Talk more about that. Bam had a nice night, as well as getting the good news that he's going to be an all-star reserve with his 32 points that he had last night. I wanted to ask this question, Woody. I don't know, because I don't know how important it is to these guys. Jimmy Butler, I thought, was a slam dunk to make the all-star game, especially with the coaches, head coaches voting on the reserves. And I just think his game is so well respected because he plays both ends. Maybe it's not good for the All-Star game, but Jimmy Butler wasn't on that. And last night, didn't have a very good game. I always wonder, is a guy like that affected by it, or is it just about winning for him? Likes the extra time off anyway. Is he still going to get in? Could he be the first? There's going to be some injuries. I don't think Kevin Durant's going to be able to play in this game. So
you think Jimmy's the kind of guy that's like, oh, someone's injured from the All-Star game, I'll just stick around?
I don't know.
And join?
I don't know.
I don't think he cares.
Jimmy won.
There are a lot of guys that didn't make it that probably should have, but.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to get into that.
It's whatever.
Listen,
man.
You can always do that. And, well, I heard the guys going, we had the best record. We should have had more players. And, you know, and that guy's definitely. And by the way, every head coach should do that. My guy's playing great. I can't believe he didn't make it. Highway robbery. And you're going to get that in every sport, right?
Missed a lot of games. Missed, what is it, 15 games?
Jimmy's missed a lot of games.
So,
And maybe that was part. That's a great point, Woody. That's a really good point. That could have been the case. But anyway, the Heat have another tough one coming up here on the road against Milwaukee. And so that, by the way, good news. Vic Fangio is official, is going to be the Miami Dolphins' new defensive coordinator after apparently the Dolphins thought the deal was done and ready to go. He took a couple of days to think it over, meet with some guys that he felt loyal to. Vic Fangio, obviously, at 64 years old, knows everybody in the league, and is here. Said, hey, I'm all in. I'm doing it. Let's go. Let me finish up the Super Bowl, doing some consulting work. Basically, Denver's paying him a lot of money, and he's working with them. And then the other news coming out, offensive line coach Matt Applebaum, 1 year, left college, 1 year, and was let go. It's kind of a weird one because Frank Smith, almost from day one, was also – I mean, they had a lot of guys working on this offensive line to try to fix it and get guys in the right position and telling Eichenberg, no. We think you're a left guard. That's your position. And Austin Jackson, we think you're a right tackle, day one. Now, one thing I did like, they went day one on their guys. Connor Williams, you're a center. That's what you play. And they stuck with it, and I like that instead of bouncing guys around. Now, they did have to bounce some guys when the injury bug hit the offensive line. So the numbers, you know, I guess if you're just looking at the numbers and, you know, again, some of this can fall right back on the head coach if we're being really honest. I mean, you run the ball for 99 yards a game compared to 92 the last year of Coach Flores, but you're 31st in attempts, meaning you got to try to run it to put up numbers. And I had this belief, I said it before, that you fall in love with, when it gets down to it, you fall in love with the guys and the matchups that you like. And I think he just, the two guys on the outside, listen, obviously, they had 3,000 yards between them, had great numbers, had the greatest number in the history of the franchise, and even Jaylen Waddle had one of the great years, ranks right up there with his 1,300 yards on one of the great years in the history of our franchise, up there with Clayton and Duper and some of their years. It was really good. But Matt ends up, and I liked him a lot, so I got to get that out of the way. I did like Matt a lot, but I'm not there every day. Listen, a lot of things, you don't know if there's a difference in belief on how to do things. Matt didn't look like he came in here from Boston College as a know-it-all. But they're going to be a new offensive line coach as they try to improve things. To me, they want Eichenberg and Jackson to come back and start. That's the goal, right? One guy's a first-round pick. One guy's a second-round pick. You moved up to get Eichenberg, so you had to give up some picks to move up because you liked him so much. We got to find out if those two guys can play. And people are going, well, they were injured. Before they were injured, we have to find out if they can play. Are they getting better since a rookie year? Because they played a lot of football, both of them. But I don't know. I don't know. And by the way, they've been tried out at a lot of different positions. They have seen a lot of different positions. And I don't know right now with different coaches, because we've had a lot of different offensive line coaches, I don't know if they can play. Kind of weird to say that, right? Because you just expect guys come from good programs like USC and Notre Dame. Hell, if somebody would told me Notre Dame, those guys are almost always a slam dunk to be good. I don't know if Eichenberg, I don't know how much, after a while, you only blame coaches so much. Can't blame coaches for the injury bug. We know that. So anyway, that's kind of my take on this whole thing. I don't know how worried you guys are, if Dolphin fans with the offensive line. I don't know how much more you want to have to. We're obviously going to have to go out and get another guy because of numbers. I'd like to see Brandon Shell come back. I think we can get him on the cheap, and I thought he was pretty good at right tackle and filled in nicely till the very end of the year when he got injured and couldn't play. But, I guess you got to find a veteran guy that you feel can hold his own and be a productive player. You can't spend any more money. You can't spend any more money on big, you can't Armstead it and Connor Williams it. You can't do that. Robert Hunt's going to need to get paid here pretty soon. He turned out to be a real good one. So that's going to be an interesting one going forward, just to hit you with the good and the bad and the unknown and everything else. But really, really excited about Vic Fangio and what he can do with the pass rush and what he can do behind it with the coverage and having a new guy come in that knows what it's supposed to look like at the highest level and have some say-so. Probably as much as any coordinator in football, Vic Fangio is going to be able to bring in guys that he wants, and guys are going to want to play for him. So should be good. Should be a good mix there. I got to believe, besides Vic saying, I want to be paid, also, guys, don't I got to get the kind of guys I want. I got to have guys that I know what they look like. I've been around. I know the kind of guys that are out there in free agency I want. If you're going to draft a guy, I want to make sure he looks like a Vic Fangio guy. All right. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. Ross Tucker is going to join us. We'll talk to Ross a little bit about Super Bowl, but a lot of stuff going on. We'll get into Vic Fangio with him as well, get into some other things here and get back. Am I getting ripped, by the way? I'm just curious because I told the story, or is it?
50-50.
There's nothing to rip me about. I just came clean. If somebody comes clean, they shouldn't get ripped.
Well, I mean, it depends what you do. You can't just say that. What, just because you're honest, like it's okay? Yeah. I just don't know why you don't leave people alone.
Well, I'm working on it. I'm working. And then people are going to go, Joe's kind of quiet. What's wrong with him? I'm going to try it this weekend.
Why don't you focus on your wife next time?
My daughter will say, what's wrong with Dad? He's not talking that much. He's not acting, saying stupid things.
They may like that. You never know.
What's wrong with him? All right, I'll tell you, there's nothing wrong with your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got one hot SUV family you're going to love. Tahoes and Suburbans got a brand new look and added more space to the big boys. And how about that midsize SUV, that Traverse? Boy, I'm telling you, it feels like a big boy. It has so much space for a midsize SUV. No wonder so many people are jumping on the new Traverse. And our smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Equinox, so much style and substance. I've been telling everybody I like them so much. I have a Tahoe and a Trailblazer that I bought. And Silverado trucks, strong, durable Silverado trucks. We have so many different style trucks. We have one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Full-time working truck, we got it. That's how I make my living, man. Good. Put it over there. That's for work. Strong, durable, ready to rock and roll with you. Whatever you're working, it can handle it. And then, of course, just trucks that you need for the family. I should be talking more about those Silverado trucks. Our number one seller, man, big time. Corvettes and Camaros, still sexy. Hey, listen, best overall products we've ever had this weekend. Spend some time at your South Florida Chevy dealers. If you're starting to look around for something new or used that kind of fits and looks like what you want, boy, if you haven't seen your South Florida Chevy dealers, it's never looked better than it does right now. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.